GC Ed and Erin know our mums deserve the best. Spoil her for less with the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale on now.
Good morning and get up, now count me in.
GC Ed and Erin, GC Ed and Erin.
Count around your radio now for GC Ed and Erin.
GC Ed and Erin, welcome to the podcast. GC is debuting his new pronouns.
No, I'm not. But you know what?
Why not?
Well, I don't know. What pronouns? I'm a mister.
Ask me what mine are.
What are yours?
My new pronouns are length and girth.
Yeah. Do you lean on one side or both? It's hard to pick.
Hey, you can't ask that.
You know what? My wife bought my son some pants for his birthday, and she meant to get extra long, but ended up being extra large, 4X. And it is... Like, you could fit four of him in these pants. I've got to put
serious?
It. I need a photo I can put on
That's
Instagram.
That's funny. You got to do the big
I know.
Photo.
I hope she hasn't taken them back yet. I really hope she hasn't. So today we did our comedy show, which hasn't happened yet because we're recording this before the comedy show.
Erin brought up a good question. Do you think, it's based on what happened with Arj Barker and the baby, because the baby mama had already been to your show and the baby made noise and you just made jokes about it.
Yeah, and she talked it up. She said I was brilliant.
She pumped it up.
Amazing or something. But didn't get enough publicity.
No, people were ignoring
it. People buried the lead.
What are they going to do when Jim Jeffries, world famous superstar, called you on camera one of the world's best comedians? Are they going to leave it in the show or are they going to cut it out?
You know what? That is a really... And I've actually thought about that question. And
well, you know the bloke... You and I both know the bloke that's producing the show. We should get that raw footage either way.
Yeah, because, you're right. Yeah,
don't you
right.
reckon?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you're right.
I'm going to message him.
Yeah, you know Andy. So, yeah,
good
absolutely.
Guy, very good
message
guy. Does a great job.
Yeah, he actually, I mean, God, this is a brag central corner, right, we're doing right now, but I might as well, he sent me a message, Jim Jeffries, who's like...
Jeffries sent you a message?
He sells out stadiums around the world, all right,
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, he's gone, you were so good, I've always been a fan, but to see you live was awesome. So, you know, isn't that nice?
Did you go back and you phone who dis? That's hilarious.
I went back with Appreciate the Gig legend, all right, so I don't know, was that enough? Anyway.
No. I've always been a fan of you too. Where was that?
He hasn't replied to that.
Yeah, you've done that one. That's the end of that.
No, it was great.
Talked yourself out of that one.
Mate, he's a world famous comedian.
Oh, no, he's great. I get it. He's great.
He's got 15 specials on Netflix. Doesn't need my bloody credit, but you know, he's got it, by the way. But yeah,
he's still got it.
Still got it.
Enjoy the podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Jetstar's 20th birthday sale. Where if you book a Jetstar flight, you can return for free for selected destination. Now, Erin Molan, it's come to our attention that the Hughes family is Jetstar bound. Is that not the case?
It is the case, and it was prior to any celebration we're doing here. They booked on their own. That's the most shocking part.
No, we love Jetstar, and we booked flights to Honolulu for the middle of the year, and we cannot wait to fly Jetstar to Honolulu. As I said, we've paid for those flights, and we're not getting them for free.
No, you're not.
That's not an ad.
Now, we're joined by Karsha, official Jetstar cabin crew. Hi, Karsha.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Great.
We're great. Now, you are an official Jetstar cabin crew member.
I am, yes.
You must love it, do you? Because what you're doing generally and most often, I'd say, is dealing with people who are going on holiday.
Yeah, it's a great job. Look, I've been in it for 10 years, and honestly, I can see myself in it until I get arthritis and I can't point out the exits anymore.
Yeah, good. Good.
That is fantastic. Love that.
Are people more relaxed at the start or end of their holiday journeys, do you reckon?
Oh, look, I think there's a big buzz at the start of your journey because you're excited, you've worked really hard, you saved all your money, you're going away on a holiday. Who isn't happy and relaxed when they're traveling?
You're right.
That's a great point.
Yeah, yeah. So you're there at the people's journeys, and Erin loves a holiday. Erin, you love.
I do. I love it. I even like two nights getaways. I just have this weird thing where I just like to leave my home as often as possible.
Absolutely, it's the best.
It's so
now,
fun.
Can you give us, Karsha? Can you give us tell us a few of these destinations where we can return for free for some of these selected destinations? Do you know a couple of those that you could tell us?
I haven't been told exactly.
Well, I do. That's what I'm here for.
You tell us.
You tell me.
How about Cairns? How about Hamilton Island? How about Gold Coast? Oh. How about Queenstown? Whoa. Where you went there? How about
Queenstown?
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the
yeah,
biggest destinations?
No, you wait.
Yeah.
Bali.
Clap that. Clap that. Clap that.
What?
Yeah, you say what? As well, you might say what?
Do you do the Honolulu route at all, Kasia?
I unfortunately don't. I am domestic base only, but it is on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to have to deal with Hughes, and I accept that. What he was angling
what tips
for there.
Hughes
is welcome on my flights anytime.
What? Thank you, Kasia. I was waiting for that, and you don't. And it came, and I'm happy. So.
It came and he's happy.
No, wow, what a...
No, come on,
don't
be ridiculous.
Could you explain, give him any tips, Kasia, for a long flight on Jetstar? What can you do to make yourself more comfortable?
You're the right person, let me tell you. So first thing is you are going to need a pen, okay?
Pen.
Do not pack a bag without a pen.
Good call.
For that. You need a pen.
Yeah.
Tip number two is, have you booked seats yet, Hughesy?
Don't. I think we're not sure. I think we might have. I think I was there when they were booked. You know, we have booked seats, but what
you're
can we
have
change
to check
them?
With Holly. You can absolutely change them. You can always get in contact with our customer care team. So the best seats are row 10 on our 787, which is our Dreamliner that goes to Hawaii. Yep. And that is row 10 A, B, C or G, H, J. Okay.
Wow. What a great tip.
Row 10.
Why is it so good?
Because it's just behind business class. It's still economy, so still super affordable. It gets served first with the drinks and the food service. You're near a toilet. There's a little bit of extra leg room just quietly. And it's nice and quiet because it's just new business. So
row 10.
The crew are really respectful about that area.
That's massive. All right. That is Kasia. We can do this all day. Thank you so much.
This is the Hughesy, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Hughesy, Ed and Erin podcast.
Talk of the week is a Netflix series called Baby Reindeer. It's infiltrated all sections of society. My wife was talking about it. My son said it's all TikTok's talking about. Mm. I had to have a look at it. I know, Erin, you haven't seen it.
No, I'm not really into kind of series and stuff, but this one looks a little like... Yeah, fascinating. Everyone's talking about it.
Now, Ed, you've seen the whole series. I've only seen two episodes. So
it's very different to Baby Shark, I'll just say that.
Yeah. It's hectic, yep. So it stars Richard Gadd, who is, I didn't realise he was the actual bloke.
Him. Yeah, it's him, the dude.
So
yeah.
He wrote the series and he stars as a comedian, a struggling comedian. Yeah. Who gets stalked by a Scottish woman who appears to be a fantasist. And won't leave him alone.
Now, what's a fantasist?
Or someone who makes stuff up in their mind and then believes it's true and then sort of,
yeah, right.
So it's, but it gets really hectic, yeah? So you wouldn't, so my son, he shouldn't.
No.
No. Well, he hadn't seen it. But so, but it's so prevalent, this, like, something just happens and then everyone just gets onto it and this is the thing.
Talk to me about the name Baby Reindeer. Why is that the name of it? What's that in relation
to? His stalker, or his alleged stalker, thinks he looks like a baby reindeer.
Yeah, right.
He's very lean. He's actually very handsome, actually. And I think that's part of the success of the show. I think he's handsome.
No, I don't think he's...
Yeah, no, I'm into him.
Well, I should really be. I want to see what he looks like.
This is what he looks like. This is what he looks like.
See, he's not my type, but he's like that waif kind of wet spinach kind of look.
But he's lean. But the woman who he alleges stalked him, or who
based on a real it happened in real life. He's saying
it says true story. This is a true story. But the woman involved allegedly, she says it's absolute rubbish, and most of it didn't happen.
Yeah, right. But I mean, you would say that if you're a stalking fantasist, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, no.
Well, she said
allegedly.
He says that she sent him more than 41,000 emails, 350 hours of voicemails, which is like a podcast, and 106 pages of letters. And
see, that's
sort of hard to
fake evidence.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, but she says, and she says that now she's receiving death threats, and people are saying, well, you know, they're going to stalk her. So it's
an eye for an eye.
She is a lawyer.
How we operate in
she's
society.
58,
And she says she's suing Netflix now.
Well, can't she just get her own show?
Yeah, that's a good way to
make
money.
She could be next. Yeah, yeah. She can just do her own show about the backlash she got from the Netflix
show. Love that. Based on a real events, except based on real events of a show that wasn't based, according to her, on real events.
But you know what? Amazing. The British police force are now investigating.
Oh, that's good of them.
We're investigating after a man reported receiving threatening messages on social media.
Well, all it took was a Netflix series, so the system works. The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Today FM's Husey, Ed and Aaron's mental load is looking for the women of Sydney juggling more than their significant other.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
It's a common lament. Women have to work, they have to organise everything at home, and men keep nothing in their heads of any value apart from, you know, sporting scores.
Or like websites.
Yeah, well, mate, let's just focus on the sporting scores. So, but who have we got today?
We've got Miriam from Castle Hill. She's prepared a bunch of questions. Just off the top, what percentage do you think your husband takes of the mental load at your joint?
Look, I would say I'd probably take about 80. I think he does about 20% of the mental load.
Okay, that's
20%
not
too bad.
All
right.
You've
no,
got
guys,
two kids.
Really, we cannot say 20% is not too bad. We've got to be better than this as a society. You know?
Mate, yours was like 12%, wasn't it?
My son said it was 45%.
You've got two kids, a four-year-old and a five-month-old. You're a psychologist, so you work as well. Your husband, Sam, is an engineer. He works full-time. I can't wait to hear this quiz. Are you ready to put him on the spot? Sam, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you going?
How you feel?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Well, okay, let's see how you go. See. Come on, Miriam. Question one.
Oh, am I asking the question?
Look.
That would be wonderful.
If you don't have them, you wrote them. Have you got them in front of you?
Sorry. Okay. So let me just get them.
Let's, Aaron, you ask the question.
Okay, I've got this, Miriam. I'm going to ask on behalf of you. Okay. Question one, Sam. How many naps does Gabrielle have during the day?
three. During the day.
It was a guess and it's right.
Oh,
you're often running. Here we go. Can he run the board?
How much do we spend on groceries each week?
Oh, gosh.
Let's say 200.
Oh,
250.
God. We'll say with 200. You're running the board. All right, 150 to 200.
Okay, he's got that right as well. Miriam, this is not looking good
for
you.
It's for a clean sweep.
Okay. Jamie has a birthday to attend this Sunday. Where is the birthday at?
Oh, I know who it's for. I got no idea.
Oh.
Well, that, my friend, would be Inflatable World.
But two out of
great Inflatable
World.
Yeah,
I've been there many times. It's a great place, no doubt. But if you're an adult, be careful because you can really injure yourself at Inflatable World. Obviously, if you keep it safe. I love Inflatable World, but I'm just saying, if you're an older man, just careful what you bounce because you can break stuff. But we got two out of three.
Can hurt themselves at any
That's
time.
That's true. Two out of three.
We've
had a winner.
Meatloaf said it best.
Miriam,
well,
you were
done.
Confident he was going to get zero, weren't you?
I was confident he was going to get zero.
Oh, well. Look,
Sam, how do you feel, Sam?
I think I actually carry a fair bit of the mental load, to be
honest.
Oh,
of course he does.
There we go. We want to start fights. That's what we're hoping for. The Husey, Ed
and Aaron podcast. These next minute or so, I think everyone needs to listen to because it could save lives. Sydney lives. Which are the best lives. So.
The only lives that matter.
Absolutely. Now, I was driving yesterday at a slowish pace because it was a residential area. And you know what? Pedestrians walking across the road in front of me. Yeah, one of them was so far away it didn't matter. But then as I come up, a woman is looking at her phone, not looking up, just walked straight out in front of me, still didn't look up. I'm like, I had to put the brakes on. I really did to not run her over. And so I honked the horn.
Yeah.
And I just had to honk the horn because...
Did you do this when you honked it? Honk, honk.
I think it was a simple honk. It wasn't even that aggressive a honk. It was just a nice honk.
Yeah, I get it.
Nice honkers.
Did you do it with your fingers? Beep, beep, like honk, honk.
No, I did it with the palm of my hand on the middle of my steering wheel where the horn
just
is.
Just trying to paint a picture because it's an audio palm, and it
wasn't
medium.
It wasn't a hold down, you know, the hold down, which is really aggressive.
It was just a bit like a
beep. Yeah, like, cool. You need to acknowledge I have saved your life here. Yeah. It was that sort of thing, you know. She looked up and gave me a scowl. Mm. Like I was interrupting her time on TikTok or whatever she's on and just kept walking. Didn't even put her left hand up to give a wave as in thank you.
No.
It was an aggressive act. I actually saved her life. If I had been on my phone as well, which often happens with drivers, and it shouldn't, but if I had been on my phone like she was on her phone, she's injured. She might be dead. So pedestrians, do not look at your phone while you're crossing roads. Please. You could die. All right? So, and if someone does pay
save
you.
Save your life.
Yeah, save your life by braking because you have made a mistake. Give them a wave. Say thank you. Just in a one thank slight
you.
Wave.
Thank
no,
you,
I get
Husey.
It. I care deeply about this stuff as well as lots of other things. But the other day I was at Hotel Centennial checking where our Mental Load lunch is that all the amazing mums are coming with me to next week. And a guy was exactly the same. Walking, it was literally, I had to slam on the brakes and he gave me a death stare. And I'm like, you're on the road. I can't even remember if he was looking at his phone, probably, but scowled at me. And I'm like, this is a road.
Yes.
But I'm overly paranoid. Like when I walk to pick up my daughter from school every afternoon and I go across a school crossing and people are forced to stop, but I still wave and acknowledge. If there's like eight cars in the row, I will stop in the middle of that crossing and look at each car to acknowledge the fact they've stopped.
And you skip ahead. You go, all right.
Yes,
you
wave.
I'm stopping you from getting on with your day. I'm going to skip. I'm going to increase my gait so I get across quick.
I should probably cross and then acknowledge because I do spend a fair bit of time in the middle of the road acknowledging.
Still. No,
yeah.
Keep walking as you acknowledge.
Really good point.
Pedestrians, look up and live.
Yep.
Actually, that guys, write that down,
that
someone.
Good. That was good. Look
that's actually a New South Wales government ad now.
Look
that's,
up and live.
What happened to your vaping ad? Did that just die?
I think we moved on. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Take my mate and a vaping ad.
But I'm still not vaping.
I get it.
That's good, man.
Not judging on who is, though. If you do whatever makes you happy.
Not anything.
Except if you're looking down while you're walking across a road.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Got a secret, can you keep it?
Husey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM.
Right, one of our secrets is going to win someone $10,000. Todayfm.com today. You remain anonymous, you get the cash. Katie, not a real name, not a real voice. Welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney. What is your secret?
So my secret is my husband and I've been together for 8 years and we have two beautiful children. And a few months ago, like 2 months ago, he went overseas for work and I found an old phone of his. And I had been having sneaky suspicions, things were going on. So I actually charged it and found out through the whole 8 years of our relationship, he's been cheating on me with multiple women. And, so I contacted some of the women to try and get a timeline of, you know, did he do this when I was pregnant or where did my children fit into this drama? And all of the girls I contacted were so lovely and filled me in on everything. And I actually really hit it off with one of the girls that I called. And we're now seeing each other behind his back.
Like romantically?
Yeah, and never in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought that this would be my thing. But we, just on the phone talking about it, and she had a young child and I have a young child, and I've just moved to Sydney because I was interstate, which is how all of this drama was happening. She did 1 week on, 1 week off. And, and she said... She knew I had no friends here and no family, and she was like, oh, and I was crying, and she was crying, and she was like, oh, let's meet for coffee. And, that all just started from there.
And so you're currently in a relationship of sorts with a girl that your husband had cheated on you with.
Yeah, Yep.
Can we go back to the phone? So your husband's away. There's a phone there. You charge the phone, and immediately you just saw messages from, like, dating back years. You went right through the phone, did you?
Years. I went right through the phone and then right through his emails. And on a Samsung, and I don't know whether many people know this, on a Samsung, you can actually go on the timeline and you can everywhere. Samsung pings you everywhere you've been. So I could be like, in the search, you could write hotels. I could see every hotel he'd been to, everything going back years.
Because
he always transferred the information onto his phone. So there was hotels, and then I'd logged into it because he was silly. He left his bank logged in. I could see he'd bought girls Hermes handbags, jewelry.
That's
nice. I've not even had a Hermes handbag.
It was a constant thing. Did you see when it started or?
Yeah, it was I could go all the way back to 2017. In the first week that I had said I love you, because, you know, it's so great having Facebook because you can go back on your Facebook and I kind of was like an FBI agent. I had everything open. I had his bank statements, my Facebook to see where we were at in our relationship and what was going on. And, you know, like the saddest thing was I would post these big, massive bunches of flowers that I would get, like, oh, wow, look at these beautiful red roses I just got delivered because he's not here, you know, in Victoria with me. And then I could correlate them to, oh, this is the night, this is the day after you spent at a hotel with this girl. And this one was, oh, you spent a night at a hotel with this. So at least you felt guilty, I guess.
During the relationship, would you often call him and he wouldn't answer?
Yeah, sometimes. But his job is very... I'm trying to say it without giving away who he is because he's very well known. His job is he needs to network, so he's out most nights.
So he has a profile. He's got a profile.
Huge. Yeah. Sydney's a very small place, and that's what these girls kept telling me, like, you know, oh, we'll put the word out and everyone will know, but because people didn't know about me because I wasn't on his Facebook, on any social media. Our family was not. You would not know that we had a family.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Have you confronted him about all this?
Yeah, I blew up. I absolutely blew up. When he was overseas, I said, you know, you better get on the next plane home, blah, blah, blah. So he did that. And I said to him, you have an opportunity now to tell me, you know, how many times this has happened. I didn't tell him that I knew everything. I said I found out about once. And he told me four. Oh, it's been four times. And I said, swear on your child. Oh, I swear on him. I said, swear on the other one. Oh, I swear on them. And then I said, swear on my life. And he was like, oh, I swear. And I said, okay, so I'll forgive you. But you need to understand that I'm rebuilding I've moved back to Sydney. Like, I've moved to Sydney now. And I'm rebuilding my whole life based on needing to trust you. And you need to stand there and look me in the eyes and tell me there was no more. And he said, no, I promise you, there's no more. And then I just opened the laptop, opened the phone and showed him all. Yeah, it was devastating.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah, I've been there in similar situation and it's horrific. So I get that. But what, so you're going to stay with him now? What's the plan moving forward?
Moving forward, like, we've got our oldest daughter is 5. So I've put my whole life just being a mum, you know, complete mum mode, you know, just the hair in a bun all the time. And I never once, I think that's one of the reasons he said he keeps saying, I chose you, but I chose to stay with you. Like, I should be so grateful.
Oh, yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah, I chose to stay with you. But it was because what he goes after is these young 20-year-old blondes, like, you know,
he's got so many women on the go. Is he a handsome, famous man?
Not at all. He is a fully loaded, high profile, ugly business person.
Right. So he's a rich.
You saw him in the street. They would just walk past him. But thanks to things like LinkedIn, which is where a lot of these girls come from, TikTok.
Right.
You know,
he's using his money. Is he in his 40s or 50s? 40s, 30s, 40s or 50s?
late 40s going into 50s. Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us off air who it is? Amazing. I'm just curious. I won't obviously say anything.
I don't understand why these guys do this though, but there was videos. I saw videos of everything. Him actually, you know, on beds with girls.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm obviously on radio,
committed to the cause.
Coke doing, it's a lifestyle. It's a whole lot. And it's all of his friends as well. And then I have to try and sit at dinners with these women and sit there going, oh my God. And I've got all these videos and images in my head because I've seen all the videos that were taken.
What do you think he would say if you told him you're now having an affair with one of the women he's been with? What would he say, do you reckon?
He's very controlling and very like, you know, I'm not allowed to look at another guy or say that another guy's good looking. I think that if he found out about this, that he would tell me to leave. I just trusted him.
What a
trusting
story.
Person.
He was like a Netflix.
Yeah.
It's
quite incredible. Katie, thank you so much. Secret Lives of Sydney.
That's huge.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
So we just had a secret on Secrets of Sydney. Is an amazing segment we do. A woman found out her high-profile ex was cheating after going through his phone.
High-profile current.
Oh, yeah, they're still together.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
They're still together. But, yeah, you'd assume ex, because for most people it would probably become an ex, or maybe it wouldn't, but someone who knows a lot more about this than we do is joining us now, Ed.
Yeah, Anthony, the private investigator from the Investigation Group, just the 25 years in the business. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you guys. How are you all?
Yeah, good. How's business for you? Are you busy? Are there a lot of people sus on their partners at the moment in Sydney?
Absolutely. We are always busy. And, you know, cheating partners is an area of investigation that will never cease to exist. It's been going on for years. It'll continue to go on. And we've never been busier.
I hate that.
I know.
I find this so triggering, Anthony. Not that you're doing anything wrong. You're helping people in this situation. But for a lot of people, this is just like, it's why are you getting busier and busier? He might know.
Why are people cheating more, Anthony?
Well, why are they cheating more? I mean, I can't tell you what goes on in people's personal lives, but I guess the ability to cheat is easier now, particularly with social media, dating
more access.
Sites.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
Now, what percentage of people, when they come to you, phone call, I think my partner's cheating, what percentage do you find evidence about? Is it 80%, 20%?
Oh, look, Hughie, hard to put a number on it, but a really high number. I'd say at least 75, 80% of the time we catch them. I would suggest that probably, you know, 90% of the time they are cheating, because by the time a client comes to us, they already know. They already have that gut feeling. There's already something going on. They just come to us because they want that final bit of evidence, that nail in the coffin, just enough to, you know, giving them some peace of mind or an ability to make some decisions on, you know, where they go from here.
Anthony, what about you? You mentioned the online stuff making it easier to cheat, but I guess it also in some ways makes it easier to catch you out because there's that trail, that technological trail. What was that show, Ed and Husey, that used to be on TV, Cheaters? Was it Cheaters where they used to take the camera and they'd catch them like the at best. Bars and at homes, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of people now catch their partner out digitally. Like, do you guys investigate, like, can you look at that stuff? Like, what's the law in relation to you trying to get in to look at phones or social media, et cetera?
Yeah, look, as far as us getting into somebody else's phone, absolutely no chance. Unless somebody brings us a phone and wants that phone forensically examined, which we can do and find all the deleted data.
Yep.
Unless that happens, no, we don't have access to their phone. There are tracking programs that people can put on. Highly illegal, not something that we do.
Wink, wink, or just actually not?
No.
Okay. Anthony, what are telltale signs for you? You're 25 years in the business. Telltale signs when someone comes to you, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. What are the signs where you are pretty sure something's going on?
Well, it's usually the client that has the text those signs. And look, typically, especially these days, you know, the phone is a big thing. They change their routine and change the way they guard their phone. That's a big one.
So they hide their phone. The phone's it's not available anyway. It's not on
so much that they're hiding it, but they just the way, like if they're sending a text message, they might be sort of, you know, guarding the phone, bringing it close, you know, very
they're
quick phone calls, disappearing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Double passwords, that's another thing that's a big thing where you can put a password on the front of the phone. Maybe the kids will know what that password is, but then certain apps have another password on them.
Right.
So the sudden, you know, interest in their phone. Even other things, just changing their routine, changing their appearance. You know, suddenly they're doing their hair up or they're smelling better or they're changing the way they dress.
Going to the gym. Starting to work
absolutely.
Out. That's a big one.
Yeah. What? You're allowed to get fit if
it's
in a relationship.
That's a big one.
Do you take photos? Do you take videos and do you present the videos to your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, where we can get video evidence is absolutely what we'll do. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult to do those depending on the circumstances, but we've also got, you know, special cameras, hidden cameras, you know, covert devices that do allow us to get
stop
in nice
sweating
and close.
You two.
Yeah. We've got to let you go. Just give us quickly, what's one of the craziest things that you've had? What's one of the craziest stories?
Oh, look, let me give you a couple of really quick ones. One, we had a couple that were set to get married, and the groom was a little bit suspicious of his fiancée. Came to us and said, "Look, you know, check her out." We found out that she was cheating. She was cheating with a woman, and the woman was the groom's sister.
What?
So that was something we didn't see coming.
So did the wedding go ahead or not?
No.
That was a double.
Spoiler alert. All right, Anthony, private investigator from the investigation group. I'll send you a DM. Just need to know which is the best country to hide a secret family.
We need to do a podcast with Anthony.
This is not a how to get away with it, you two.
So far it is. I got three great ways to do it. All right, thank you. We're going to do a podcast. Thank you, private investigator from the investigation group. Look them up if you have suspicions.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Today FM and Husey, Ed and Erin's Mums and Bubs comedy gig.
I was eating chips on the Bondi Beach and the seagulls were looking at me going, where's your quinoa?
Our Mums and Bubs comedy show, you'll be able to see it on simulcast on 7. That is not
sorry,
the
if you
sound.
Wouldn't mind taking him out.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
he's just interrupting
he's
our
leave.
Broadcast.
What we've got in the studio is some of the Mums and some of the Bubs. And Erin Mullen currently cradling a... what? How old is that one?
This is a six-week-old.
Oh, yes, please.
Beautiful Sienna, and she is absolutely divine.
Yes. So Sienna's mum, Lauren, is in the studio along with Al. And what is your...
Mac.
And Mac, he's a little bit older, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
Mac?
18 months. Yep. Mac the Maniac.
Oh, sweetheart. So look at that bottom lips just... oh, no. Oh, Husey.
I didn't call you a maniac. Your mum called you a maniac.
Yeah, just mama. It's not Husey. Oh. They are gorgeous. Are you ladies looking forward to this? And particularly, Lauren, I guess you with a six-week-old. Have you done much since Sienna was born?
I haven't. We have left the house twice together. So this is my official proper outing solo.
Oh, I used to get so anxious going out with Eliza solo. Like, I would just for a walk, I get so anxious. Like, what if she starts crying and she won't stop? And do you feel like that sometimes?
I definitely did. And I talked to her the whole way in the car. On the way here, just kept chatting to her so that way she felt safe so she didn't lose
it. So
beautiful.
Placid, isn't she?
Well, she actually had a moment. There was a real... almost a disturbance, and I managed to soothe her.
You saved the day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, right. So I'm loving the laughs already we're getting. So even though we're not even doing the comedy show yet. Now,
Mac, he wants to take over your show, I think.
Let me pay off my mortgage first, potentially? Yeah.
Has Mac disrupted any events so far?
Just day-to-day life. Yeah, that's pretty much it, every day. But
great.
He's going to have a little sister in July, so he's got to get used to like the crowds and lots of kids being around. So.
He looks like a natural. Yeah. He's loving it.
Wants the headphones.
Well, he's so cute. You'll be able to see at Husey, Ed and Erin, you can see the videos. Also, watch us live We'll be live on Sunrise as the Mums and Bubs comedy show off air. Erin Mullen and Husey negotiating how many jokes Erin's allowed to do at the top.
Please, can I do two? I'll do the two quick ones I always do.
Look, we'll do one and then we'll see how that goes and then we'll see whether we wind you up.
Yes. Okay.
She could get
I'm doing
hooked.
The long one first then.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Ed Cavill here in the studio. Now let's cross live now to the world famous rooftop for our Mums and Bubs comedy show. Husey and Erin, come in.
We fired up. We have so many mums and cute bubbas in here. This is going to be an enormous comedy gig. I'm a bit nervous. I'm not going
to
lie.
I was about to say, because it's very different senses of humour, right, from mum to like a six-week-old. So who are you targeting with your comedy this morning? Are you hoping for baby laughs? Because that's like g-g-g or mum laughs.
No, I'm hoping for baby shut up so and mum laughs. So, yeah. So, I mean, we've got three of my own children. Obviously, I'm not a mother, but I'm going to use my experience to hopefully get the mums to relate to the tough times that can be had when you've got a bubba and, you know, maybe pregnancy and all that, you know, might even end up with vasectomies.
You're going to try and talk about pregnancy.
Yeah, I watched pregnancy happen three times, so yeah.
Yeah, she did. we're going to come back. The voice of pregnancy, Dave Husey Hughes, is going to be, we've got our Mums and Bubs comedy show starring one, possibly two jokes from Erin Mullen. We're going to be live on Sunrise, so flick over the TV if you're near one and keep it here on 2Day FM. As up next, live from the world famous rooftop, it is our Mums and Bubs comedy show, Today FM.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Let's go live to the TV feed of Husey and Erin live on Sunrise on the world famous rooftop.
He's performing. So like if a waiter tries to bring out a meal, he goes off. But also the second point is that he's very supportive of breastfeeding.
Yeah, I am. Absolutely. We've got some breastfeeders in the room. Who's breastfeeding at the moment? Right, we've got one over there.
Nobody, so, but anyway, we'll go with it. that worked well. Husey, how hard is it to come up with content for an audience ranging from breastfeeding, you know, on the other end, 6 weeks old, to older?
Look, I think that for the kids, I'm a visual comedian. I'm funny to look at, so they will laugh for that. But you know what? I haven't obviously had a baby myself, but my wife had three and I was there most steps of the way. So there's a lot that as a bloke I can connect with these mums over, and I'm hoping to put that to the test in a few minutes. But, yeah, it's the babies. Will they shut up? Will they carry on? I'm not sure.
He's only told them to be quiet about six times already, and that's it. So it's a good day for Husey.
Hey, Husey, I've got to tell you something. I've got to tell you something.
We're not ordering any babies out of the room.
So when we had Trish on, who was kicked out of the Arj Barker show, I said to her, would you go and see a comedian with a baby again? And she said, yes, but if it was someone like Husey. So is that true? Would you not kick someone out?
Well, the fact is, Trish, that mum who had to leave Arj's show, actually saw my show beforehand, and her baby kicked off in my show as well, but I didn't kick her out, but only because the baby did quieten down. I might have kicked her out, but I didn't. But I did tell her to get the. I did tell her to get the baby a large vodka. I didn't say that.
I don't know what's worse, to be honest.
Oh, that would have gone down well.
So we can't hear you. The babies are too loud. Yeah. No,
that's Husey. No, that's Husey talking.
Enjoy the show, babies.
Hey, guys, if you'd like me to speak to one mum really quickly, let me ask Lauren here. She's got beautiful Sienna, who is 6 weeks old. Lauren, how many times have you left the house with Bubba?
This is the first solo adventure for us today, so pretty excited to be here.
Oh, fantastic.
It's so nerve-wracking, right? I used to get so anxious going out.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a big moment this morning. I wasn't sure if we'd actually make it in the end, but I'm really thrilled that we're here, so thank you for inviting us.
No, we're so happy to have you guys. We're so pumped up. Everyone's so lovely.
Yeah. Don't worry, audience. Most of Husey's jokes go above your heads anyway. Yeah. It's all good. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Good luck, guys, and good luck to them.
That'll go well, won't it?
There we go. That is such a big So there we go. Thank you to Sunrise, Matt and Shervo there.
Husey, Ed and Erin are brought to you by their mums. Their podcast by the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day Fragrance Sale. On now. Husey, Ed and Erin.